Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. During this pandemic, seniors can feel isolated and alone. Life Senior Services is a nonprofit organization that has been operating for 40 years. They offer numerous services, including help and counseling. KRNG's Russell Mills spoke with Eileen Bradshaw about the many ways Life Senior Services provides help for seniors.
I'm sitting here thinking about seniors who, especially I'll say of a certain generation, maybe 70 and older, who really never got comfortable with the internet and never really saw the need to. And now and you made a great point. They may be okay financially and yet maybe having trouble getting food because they don't know how to go online and order groceries and have them delivered at their house. And they're told they need to stay at home. I mean, I can see where that would lead to some real worries and a sense of isolation.
I think it's causing a lot of stress. Exactly. A sense of isolation and conflict. My father, when the ice storm hit in Tulsa years ago, my phone rang and it was almost martial law, right? It was very early on. And my dad was in a Brahms parking lot asking me why they weren't open because he needed dinner. He was so funny. But to some extent, he would be the poster child for Life Services right now. He really didn't adapt to a computer particularly well. He messed around with them at work, but his career kind of ended right when they became standard for everyone. And he would have been fine financially, but if he needed groceries delivered, if he ran out of a prescription, he would just drive to the pharmacy and tell the pharmacist, I'm out, I need more. So a lot of the processes, and he was a really bright man, but a lot of these processes would have been difficult and it would have been very isolating for him. He had family around to help, but not everybody does. And even folks who have family in town, a lot of families are staying away out of a protective fence, right? If they think they might have been exposed in any way, they're not wanting to go over to grandmother's house to keep her safe. So we can really do some practical brainstorming on this.
I'm sitting here thinking about the old story, give a guy a fish, he eats that day. Teach him how to fish, he eats for the rest of his life. And I'm wondering if you guys have that kind of resource available where either over the phone or something, if these folks wanted to figure out how to use a smartphone or how to if they could get their hands on an inexpensive laptop, how could they get hooked up? Do you guys have something like that available?
We are actually trying. We have some tech resources, and we have a senior lifestyle and safety fair every year, and that was going to be one of our big focuses, was like a tech booth where people could bring in these tablets that a child had given them for Christmas that they'd never really turned on and didn't really know what to do with. So we have our regular operating, but right now we're actually starting to explore something like a Tech Tuesday where we have phones manned by people that can walk you through how to download Zoom or Teams on your phone so that you can have virtual conversations with family. We're trying to get that lined up, and I'm hoping that I'm ready to roll by next week.
I mean, just even something as simple as being able to make a FaceTime call. Because I spoke with a mental health expert not too long ago. Who was that? I think it was Dr. Dunn over at OSU, Kelly Dunn. And she was saying so much of human communication is nonverbal. And so much of the message gets lost over the phone and really over text or even email. That connecting with somebody face to face, even if it's over a video link, feels more connected, feels like you're closer to that person.
And if you happen to be a senior who's single and, you know, sheltering in place with your pets, being able to physically see your grandchild and hear them sing you a song, very different than a good morning text or something. I mean, you're right. Just that physical face-to-face and more spontaneous interaction is so critical and something that really does buoy up mental health for all of us, not just seniors. but technology can be a barrier. So if somebody does have a device, some folks don't have a device to learn, but if somebody does have a device, that is something they can call Senior Line. They don't have to wait for a program. They can call our Senior Line and, you know, let us know that that's something they're wanting assistance with, and we can get them a call back from somebody that can walk them through some simple processes of how to download an app or how to use some of these tools.
And they're more and more accessible in terms of, you know, helping people who are maybe hearing impaired or vision impaired.
Yes.
And still being functional and useful. I have an app on my phone called Be My Eyes. And when it goes off, I look at it, and it's a blind person. It's a vision impaired person who's asking somebody for help. And they use their phone as a camera, and they say, can you tell me which one of these cans on the shelf is green beans? That, as an example, I took one of those. And it's, you just sign up for the app and you volunteer. And I've probably helped, I've been on the thing 4 or 5 years. I'll bet I've helped maybe 10 people in that time because people are so quick to answer it and help them. I hardly ever get there in time. But when I do, it's awesome. And, you know, that kind of technology, that it may be the one silver lining that this is happening now and not 20 years ago, right?
Absolutely. It really can. If we employ technology right, it can really mitigate a lot of the issues that folks are facing sheltering at home.
But the most important thing is human contact and just making sure that nobody feels like they're alone in this, because we're all in it together.
Absolutely. We've gotten a few calls on Senior Line when somebody just said, you know, I just really wanted somebody to talk to. I'm not stressed out. I don't need to talk to your behavioral health person. I just need a voice. And I think we all can relate to that. We've talked a lot about the Senior Line and some of the kind of practical applications that you can benefit from by calling. But we do have, for folks that are having a particularly difficult time, if they call Senior Line, we have case managers that can be assigned to a person. If they have a lot of really practical needs that are difficult to overcome, case managers can really work with them one-on-one. And we have a behavioral health specialist that's doing telephone counseling. There's absolutely no charge for that. So for the vast majority of folks, it's really going to be a practical call, a practical question, and a referral, or we help out with that. But for folks that are really experiencing acute anxiety or isolation, we can work with you on that too. I think the main thing for me, Russell, is just it breaks my heart to think that there is any senior sitting alone at home who is scared or doesn't have what they need, because it doesn't have to be that way. And Tulsa is an incredibly robust, generous place. Life Senior Services has been around a long time. And if we all pull together, we can make sure seniors get what they need, but they need to know about the help. So I really appreciate your helping us get the word out.
Well, I will do my humble best to let more people know. The phone number, folks, 918-664-9000, 664-9000, or you can find them on the internet, lifeseniorservices.org. I know you guys have a Facebook page too, and I'm guessing if you search for Life Senior Services Tulsa, it'll pop right the heck up, yeah?
It pops right up, and they're making sure that that's a really nice combo of information and distraction. So whether you need information or you just need a little bit of extra something to pass the day, the Facebook page has it going on.
Eileen Bradshaw, you're listening to Oklahoma Perspective. Seniors will also be receiving stimulus checks. KRMG's Russell Mills continued his conversation with Life Senior Services, this time with Channing Rutherford, who explained how seniors can ensure that their check arrives quickly.
Tell us what you do there.
Well, what we do here is we service individuals with filing their taxes for free. Individuals that make $56,000 or less per household, they can come in, and if they're 60 years and older, they can come into our tax clinic and we can assist them with filing their taxes and then also filing for their 538Ss, which is their state sales tax.
Okay. So you have some background in, obviously, in, you know, IRS rules and regulations and stuff. And this stimulus check has created a bureaucratic nightmare and a lot of confusion for everybody up and down the food chain, not least the people who need the help the most. So
Right. You
guys are setting up, and let's not get ahead of the curve here. You're still trying to figure out, because to be frankly honest, the IRS is still trying to figure out what's going on. Is that fair?
Yes. I think that's fair. I think that is fair.
So yeah. What can we tell folks as of today? Because everything could change by tomorrow. But as of today, what I'm telling folks is, if you're getting a Social Security check, the government has your address and probably your banking information, and you should sit tight. But there are some glaring exceptions to that rule.
There definitely is. And so what was released from the government just a few days ago, actually, was that anyone that receives a form, SSA 1099, they will receive their economic impact payments, which is their stimulus check, in the form that they receive these monthly Social Security payments. So if someone were to get direct deposit every month, it just automatically goes into their bank account, then that is how the stimulus check will come in. If they get a payment through the mail, that's how the stimulus check will come in. Now, what is being weighed right now, and I know there's a lot of advocates out there, they're trying to weigh, because that does not include individuals that have SSI, which the SSI is for supplemental security income. Those people, those individuals, are not included in those that receive the SSA 1099. So they're really trying to work on how will those individuals receive the stimulus check. And so that's kind of what we're waiting on at this moment. But the people that do receive that 1099 form, they will receive the stimulus check.
All right. So last week, there was a brief day or two where the IRS was saying, yeah, we might need folks to go ahead and file a short form, basically file a tax return, a miniature tax return. And then by Wednesday or Thursday, they were saying, yeah, I'm just kidding about that. Psych. We're not going to do that. Where is that part of the process at?
That part of the process is... So they haven't, if you check on the irs.gov/coronavirus, they are constantly, they're doing updates, not continuously. I've found that they've updated maybe once or twice since this whole epidemic started. But they're supposed to be releasing in the near future a form or a link for individuals that do not typically file taxes to be able to go on to and to fill out this simple form. It'll basically have their demographic, their income, like how much they make, and then also their direct deposit. That way they can get the stimulus check the fastest. IRS has not released that. And so individuals that typically do not file would be the individuals that receive that 1099, which will get that direct deposit or by check. Or what they're trying to figure out is for those SSI individuals. But the remaining individuals will need to be proactive. They can either go on to our Life Senior Services website. That's www.lifeseniorservices.org. And we do have a link posted for the My Free Taxes. And they can go on and file a simple return on there, linking the direct deposit information. But that's until the IRS does post on their website that simple form. I don't know when that's going to be. And I've talked to our IRS representative, and she hasn't been able to release when that's going to be either. I know they're currently working on that. But I know there is a lot of anxiety for individuals that normally don't file. We've gotten a lot of phone calls that say, I don't normally file, do I need to, because I really need this money, right? Because this is going to really impact people that make $75,000 or less a year. And they really need this. It's either going to be $1,200 or $2,400 for married couples. And so we've been getting a lot of calls. So if anybody does have any questions, the best place to call, especially for the seniors that are not computer friendly, they don't have access to a computer or know how to navigate through it, they can call our senior line. That's still open and operating like it always has been. The number is 918-664-9000. And we can answer any questions that they may have about the stimulus. Because like you said, Russell, there are so many factors that kind of come into play. Because most people don't know what an SSA 1099 is, right? They do receive it in the mail, but they don't know exactly what that form is. And so some people may ask, you know, will I receive this or will I not? And how do I get help with this? So that's kind of what we're trying to navigate right now until the IRS posts that how-to on their website.
Right. It's sort of, well, here's what we could do in the meantime until they get something yeah. working. And look, everybody, including those people at the IRS are, I guarantee you, we're trying to figure it out, working overtime, trying to figure out how to do this.
Oh my gosh. When yes, they are.
There's no rules. There's no guidebook. There's no precedent. There's no way. We're literally making it up as we go. And that's not just the IRS. That's everybody, including the news people yeah. and the Life Senior Services people, right? I mean, you're facing yes. questions you've never had before, I'm guessing.
Right. That's exactly right. We're just approaching it day by day. We have a great leadership team that's really leading the way. And we're really still trying to be available to the community all across the board. And so that's why the senior line is really our lifeline right now for people to reach out to us and say, hey, I don't have access to food, or I don't understand the stimulus check. And this is where they can really go to, especially, you know, our seniors, to get some answers and some assistance. And we will try our hardest to get them what they need.
Okay. So what if there was somebody out there who's sitting at home thinking, you know, I've been a CPA for 30 years. I might be able to help those guys out. How can they volunteer their services? Is there a way to set up a phone chain, or are they coming into the office and answering phones there? Or do you, I guess what I'm asking is, do you need help? And if so, how can people get involved?
Right now, we are always looking for new volunteers, always. CPAs, people even to answer the phone. But right now, because like you said, these are interesting times. And so right now, our offices are closed. Everyone that we know is and that's employed by Life Senior Services is working remotely. And so our current volunteers go through pretty rigorous training on how to provide these tax services. So if they are a CPA and looking to help out immediately, that would be tough. I would still like to talk to them to see if they can volunteer in the future. But because our volunteers go through about a week's training on, you know, what to do with our software and things like that. But if they are wanting to still reach out and like help individuals, they can still call our senior line and be, you know, directed to our volunteer coordinator, to someone that can, we can plug them in. Absolutely. But we do have a staff of over 30 volunteers on our tax assistance program that are eager and ready to start helping individuals. We just don't know what that looks like until IRS posts that accessible form that they keep talking about for individuals that need to file a tax return. So we're kind of waiting on the IRS. In the meantime, we're answering any questions that someone has when they call and just kind of alleviating that, some of that anxiety. The great thing about all of this is that the IRS and the Treasury did extend the tax filing date. So now it's extended to July 15th, and that is for the payments too as well.
And you have
some wiggle room.
Yeah, I've been explaining to folks, there's been a lot of questions about it. The July 15th date is both for filing and paying if you owe. You don't have to wait. And I think the IRS would be tickled to death if you didn't. But
oh, you bet.
if you want to, you got the right. You do not have to file or pay any federal or state income tax until July 15th.
July 15th, yes, sir. And, you know, as the virus continues, as we continue to learn more about the virus, that date could potentially change too. You know, a lot of things are up in the air right now. Just the official filing and payment date is now July 15th. We are still here to answer questions by phone. And we are hopeful that in the future, once our nation is able to heal from this, we open our site back up to file along with the extension date too as well.
Channing Rutherford with Life Senior Services. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interviews. This is Oklahoma Perspective. For Cox Media Group, I'm Bert Williams.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.